Welcome to Why I Love, the podcast where we explore one simple but powerful truth. Before we can truly love others, we must first learn to love who we are. In a world filled with noise, distraction, and division, this is a space to slow down, reconnect, and rediscover the deeper purpose of our lives. Inspired by the timeless words, "Love your neighbor as yourself," we explore stories, ideas, and practices that remind us why love begins within. Today, I want to invite you to try something gentle but radical, a weekly Sabbath of self-compassion, a short sacred practice to rest, name needs, and renew the inner love that makes neighborly care possible. Love within, love without. Let's begin the journey.
So here's the question I want us to sit with for the next few minutes. What happens to our love for others when we never give ourselves permission to rest and to be seen? What does it cost our patience, our kindness, our ability to listen? I ask because the answers shape not just our weekend, but how we show up in every relationship that matters.
I want to share a personal moment. Not because I have it all figured out, but because the turning point felt small and honest. A few years ago, I hit a season where my calendar was full, my notifications never stopped, and I felt like I was living from the next task instead of the present people. I remember sitting at the kitchen table late one Saturday, exhausted, and realizing I couldn't remember the last time I had truly rested. I was irritable with my family, distracted in conversation, and ashamed by how little of myself I was giving to the people I loved. It felt like my capacity to love had a leak in it, and no matter how hard I tried to patch it, more poured out than I could refill.
One morning, I decided to try a small experiment. I called it my Sabbath of Self-Compassion. It wasn't a long ritual, 20 to 30 minutes, but it was deliberate. I slowed down, set my phone aside, sat with a cup of tea, and named three things: one need in my heart, one thing I was ashamed of, and one thing I could give as an outward neighborly gesture. That first time, the act of naming felt like taking off a heavy coat I hadn't noticed I was wearing. I cried a little, I laughed a little, and I realized rest isn't passive. It's a practice that trains our heart to hold ourselves kindly, so we can hold others kindly too.
Let's explore why this matters. Spiritually and psychologically, scheduled rest repairs the inner container that holds love. When we ignore our own needs, we grow brittle, quick to judgment, short with patience, starved of delight. The ancient wisdom behind "love your neighbor as yourself" assumes that you actually treat yourself with the same care you give others. If you won't feed your own soul, you'll have nothing nourishing to offer. Psychologists call this self-regulation. Faith traditions call it Sabbath. Both name the same fact. Rhythm and pause renew our capacity to care.
I want to offer five simple elements I use in the Sabbath of self-compassion. You can adapt each to 20 minutes or to a longer hour. 1. Arrival. Come as you are. Set aside a place and a tiny boundary. Phone on do not disturb. A chair. A warm drink. Say quietly, "I am here." 2. Naming. Ask, "What do I need right now?" Name one honest need without fixing it. 3. Confession. Not a harsh verdict, but a gentle truth. One thing I did or felt that needs tender acknowledgement. 4. Gratitude. Name one small gift you've been given this week, even if it's a breath, a kind word, or a slice of sun. 5. Neighborly action. Close by choosing one small outward step. A text of thanks, dropping a note, or a neighborly errand. This grounds the practice so that self-care turns toward care for others. Each element trains the heart to slow it, to clarify it, to soften it, to enlarge it, and a neighborly action to extend it outward.
Now, for practical takeaways,
Here's a short, flexible script you can use this week. Find 20 minutes, or even 15, and try it as written, or shorten sections as needed. A. Arrival, 2 minutes. Sit. Breathe slowly 3 times. Say, I am here. B. Naming, 4 minutes. In a sentence, name one need. Speak it aloud or write it. Right now, I need. C. Confession, 3 minutes. Gently name one thing you regret or one pressure you're holding. Say it without judgment. I notice. D. Gratitude, 3 minutes. Name one small grace from the week and feel it in your body. E. Quiet, 5 minutes. Close your eyes, breathe, and rest in silence. If you prefer, play soft instrumental music. F. Neighborly action, 2 minutes. Choose a tiny outward step. Send a short note, plan a call, or do a small helpful task tomorrow. If you have less time, cut the quiet or shorten each section to a single breath and a sentence. If you have more time, linger. The key is regularity. Weekly practice wins over one perfect ritual.
Let's take a quiet moment now. I'll offer 3 gentle prompts, and I'll leave a few seconds between each for your reflection. First, when was the last time you felt truly held? Second, what is one need you could name today? Third, who is one neighbor you could reach out to with a small kindness this week?
At the heart of all of this is a simple truth. Rest is training for love.
The Sabbath of self-compassion is not an escape from responsibility. It's a short, deliberate practice that renews your capacity to be patient, generous, and present. When we learn to treat ourselves with kindness, our gestures toward others become more genuine, patient, and durable. Love begins inside, and when the inside is tended, the outside follows.
Thank you for joining me for this Sabbath practice and for leaning into a small discipline that can change how you love. If today's episode meant something to you, try the 20-minute script this week. If it helped, share it with someone who needs permission to rest. Subscribe to Why I Love so you don't miss future episodes. And if you want, send us a note about how your Sabbath went. Why I Love, because we're more together. Love who you are and watch the world change. Until next time, keep choosing love.